Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Dracarys, bitches. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. This is the third and final, I don't want to say podcast step. I was about to say like leg of something, like it was the Amazing Race, like leg of the trip, leg of the competition, leg of the journey. But it's really not, because Bo and I are back in LA sitting in my non-central AC department. So it's not like, you know.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I know. Thank God. Yeah, we're fucking tired.
My feet freaking hurt.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I thought about saying, do you want to go and get like go to Voda Spa and get massages? Do you want to go get a pedicure and then
yes.
you can? I thought about asking that. Okay, tomorrow is a new day. So yes, we're back from our European vacay, or as the Europeans call it, holiday.
Holiday.
I don't know. I was British. We didn't even go to the UK. Just felt proper. Anyways.
I mean, it felt better.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Tell me.
Because I know you got, you told me that you got some messages. I need you to speak as loudly as you can.
All right. There was no mic last time. All right. I'm here in the mic.
So you know how you can hear in your headphones?
I just feel like this is a live karaoke show. Except
yeah.
I'm talking.
Treat it like that. Treat right. it. You love karaoke. Treat right. it like you're karaokeing. Be as loud. Project. Be as loud as you can, Mariah Carey.
I'll just pretend it's Sunday night at the Belmont.
Yes.
I'm
or drag or no, that's Drag Queen Bingo.
That's yeah, I don't talk.
That didn't.
About,
yeah, no. that didn't have anything. Okay. Well, this is if you guys are getting sick of us doing podcasts together.
This is the last
fear
one.
No more.
I'm done.
It's the last one we're doing for a little while until I can't find another guest one day and I'm like, can you just do my podcast again? But no, we want to recap the last part of our trip. It deserves it.
It does.
Mainly because, you know, the first part's great, but the second part, like, not so great, you know?
Meh.
I think a little worse than meh.
Yeah. It has like, nothing to do with Amsterdam. Amsterdam was fantastic.
No, it has everything to do with transperfucking-tation.
Good Lord.
Really, really hard. So yeah. Just bear with us, okay? When we left off on the last podcast, we were in Amsterdam and we were talking about how we weigh more than we did when we came to Europe.
Just a bit.
Yep, just a little. Like, okay. Bo hasn't taken a shower since he got back. We got back. not last night. It's 4 p.m., right now. We had a full day yesterday. We got back the night before.
We got back at 11:30 p.m.
Yeah, but do you know what the first thing, the first thing I did was take a shower because I just couldn't live with myself from traveling 24 hours straight. I couldn't be in my own skin. But that doesn't bother you. You were fine. He didn't shower.
No, I passed out.
He just went to bed.
I passed out.
Then the next morning, didn't feel inclined to shower during the day. Didn't feel like you needed to. At night, didn't feel like you needed to.
Oh,
this morning, yeah, didn't feel like you needed to.
I'm gross.
Right
it's
now,
gross.
He doesn't feel like he needed to. There's a reason why I didn't intend on bringing up the fact that you still haven't showered, because you're somebody that just doesn't smell. It's the weirdest thing. Like, this isn't to be like, hey, you smell bad. You don't smell. It's very weird. Like, if I don't put on deodorant after an hour of me getting in the shower, I smell like an old horse's ass.
Maybe the non-half Italian of me is non-smelly.
Oh.
And that took over my pores.
But what's wrong with me?
Maybe your half Italian part took over your pores, so that's why you're smelly and I'm not.
Okay, fair. But what I didn't even intend on talking about this, the whole non-showering part. Yeah. What I meant was, the whole like us weighing more thing is like really affecting me because it's making it hard to even take a shower because I don't want to catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror.
Mm, yeah.
So like I really have to think about like, do I want to catch myself in the mirror? Is taking a shower worth it?
Why don't you take showers at night with a candle? So then you don't have to see yourself that much. And then you can put a robe on and then do your makeup or whatever you need to do.
At night?
Boom. Yeah. At night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Put on some like nice, you know, relaxing music, one candle far away from the shower.
You know what music I need to listen to while I shower? Britney Spears, Work Bitch.
You know?
Yes. You want a hot body? You better work, bitch. That's what I need to hear right now.
Okay.
So when we left off, we were talking about how we weighed a lot. We just went to a food truck place. But then we had a night out. We had a night out. We talked about how we took a boat tour and it was so much fun. But do you remember the boat guide, the captain of the boat?
Yes.
Was talking about the red light district and he was like,
it was like fall. It's so
it was
weird.
Cause really weird.
He's part of the hotel and the whole point of Amsterdam is getting to the red light district. And I totally understand this stuff, but he said a lot of interesting things on my point of view about the red light district, but he was basically saying, don't go there in a nutshell.
But in a weird, like, undercover way.
Right. Because he'd probably get fired if he was, like, telling everyone, don't go to the red light district.
But he was talking, I want to get into detail about kind of what he was saying, because all of this, I could barely hear, you could hear him better than I could.
Yep.
But all of a sudden I heard, like, him talking about the women and like things that people have come out and said in the press and how, you know, the women are people too. Well, obviously I know that. I'm not an idiot. And that, you know, we shouldn't, it's not something that we should go to look at. And that he would recommend us. He doesn't recommend us going to the red light district, but to go to where?
It was like the Melrose flea market on Sundays.
Farmer's market.
A farmer's market.
I'm like, bruh. I'll go to the farmer's market during the day, red light district at night. Like, I'm not going to like that. What? It's like a tour guide from in New Orleans from a hotel in New Orleans saying, don't go to Bourbon Street. You should probably go to
Old
Metairie.
Do not throw those beads at those blonde, drunk 22-year-olds on the balcony. Do not.
It was just very bizarre. But when he was like, so don't go there. Go to the flea market. They have wonderful apple pies. I'm like, okay, you're creepy as fuck.
And it was a boat ride with four couples.
Yes.
It was just four couples.
Just like, four couples. And we're just like, do we look like the clientele? Do we look like the type of people that are going to be going to the red light district, like throwing tomatoes at the fucking window being like, how much, bitch? No.
40 euros. I heard a lot of 40 euro, like the young guys that were like.
Yeah, but I liked when the girls, when they would say 40 euros, the girls were like, fuck no. And they like went back to looking at their phones
or they would
in
laugh
the windows.
And look at their, yeah.
They just went. I love that they were all on their phones. They were just Instagramming. They were just scrolling. All of the girls in the windows were just scrolling through Instagram.
What are they looking at? What are their names? What are their Insta names?
I need to. Oh, my God. If I could find out what one of their Instagram name handles were, that. Oh, that would have been.
You should just pulled up your phone.
I would have been like, how many euros for your Instagram handle?
Yeah. Oh, that would have been good.
Why didn't I do that?
Man.
It's like, I don't need anything from you but your Instagram handle.
Follow me and I'll follow you back for
FB.
50 euros.
FB. Listen, I have 1.2 million followers. It's a win-win situation
what
for you.
What do you have?
Money and some followers.
Yeah. Do you need help? Follow me.
Well, see, I felt weird looking at them because I felt like I was being disrespectful if I was. So I tried to just look quickly and like give them a smile. I tried to smile at every prostitute I saw and like a nice smile,
yeah.
Like not a creepy smile, like a hi, I appreciate you. Hope you're doing well. Smile.
Wow. The room that you're in looks very quaint.
Yeah, it's really neon.
Yeah.
It looks like right out of Beetlejuice. It's actually kind of freaking me out, but with kind eyes. I tried to have kind eyes. You know what I mean? So I felt like I couldn't look at them. All I wanted to do was be respectful.
Yeah, well, I told you. I mean, if we're walking down the alley with these alleys are so small in the red light district through because you'd have the main like bar area. But then the side streets would be these really small areas where it's just packed with people. It's like this is the area where your wallet gets stolen. And then
totally.
It's just window to window and window and all these girls and they're just They're just hanging out. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to look because most of them were tattooed and they looked librarian. So I didn't want you to yell at me again.
You're a dick.
So, so I just kind of looked straight and also watched your backpack. But then I told you, if we're here, you're going to look at them.
It was a really cute backpack, just FYI, before you get the visual of a JanSport, okay?
Yeah, it wasn't a fanny pack thrown over your shoulder.
There could be a cute fanny pack, but no. It was a really cute vintage Chanel backpack that I used. Adorbs. So I know we already talked about the red light district because we watched a bunch of people have sex and somebody, smoke a cigar out of her vag. But we went back again, and it's because I wanted to go to the Museum of Prostitution. And let me tell you, that shit was kind of fascinating. Weird, but it was cool because they had a bunch of rooms set up the way like it would be. They even had like a phone being charged, like, which I really appreciated because even prostitutes appreciate, like, they want to have their batteries charged. So it's like, you're on my team, chick.
It was like, when you go to haunted houses and they have like little setup things?
That's exactly what it was like.
But really well done.
And for prostitutes. For brothels.
Brothels.
And then what really was kind of weird is that like halfway through, you get up to the front of the museum and there are actual windows so that...
In front of the red light district.
In front of the red light district. So everybody's walking by and it looks like you're the prostitute in the window.
The whole museum is a great photo op thing for random people who want to look like you're a prostitute.
I wish I would have kicked you out so that you could have gone outside and taken a photo of me so it looks like I just was like, fuck banner pump rules in my podcast.
I'm selling this puss.
Never too much. Next time we go to Amsterdam, can you just make a point to take a photo of me in one of the windows?
Yep.
But my favorite part of this museum was that they had a list. Okay, let me get this.
The rules of how to be how to sell your booty.
The rules of how to, it says on the wall, how to become a successful prostitute. Okay, and I'm here to give you Khaleesi's info on how to become a successful prostitute. 10 insider tips. Number one, posture. Pout those lips and work those hips. Stand upright and accentuate your curves. They spelled your wrong, which is like kind of annoying. But
no apostrophe. I do that. I'm that guy. So
are
give him
really?
A break. Give the writer a break.
But you're such you have not only an S to everything.
So come on.
Okay.
I don't have time to text your.
Okay.
I do you are sometimes. Get crazy.
Oh.
I'm that guy.
There you go. Number two, cheerful. Make sure you look cheerful. Men don't enjoy spending money on a surly woman. Three, stand out. Sitting quietly like the Mona Lisa will not get you attention. When you go unnoticed, you will have no business. Make sure to stand out. You know the Mona Lisa is like the most looked at painting ever? So that was like a terrible, terrible analogy.
It's also the smallest, so hopefully they're trying to tell not like the really tall, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where you were going with that either.
I don't know either.
Four, make contact. Did you grab someone's attention? Try to make eye contact. When he looks back, flutter your eyelids. Look coy. I love these. We could all be prostitutes. No time. Number five, smile. Smile at the man, but not too much. He might think you're making fun of him.
This is like my kissing book, How to Kiss from 1978.
One day we should do a podcast all about that book.
Oh my God, we should just read it out.
Yeah. An inviting, seductive smile, mouth slightly open, works best. I need to learn that smile. Mouth.
No, that's awful. No, please don't.
That's me and Jackie. Me and Jackie decide. Jackie, when I went to London with her, we were like, "What is the ugliest face you can make without being like over the top ugly?" And we talked about it on the podcast. We talked about it on my Instagram stories. Everything. Like, a lot of my listeners will know about this. Like, it's if you just start with your mouth just dead face, no expression in your face. You part your lips open a little bit, you smile, but then go back like 70% until your cheeks are starting to see.
Am I doing it? My lips are quivering.
Yes, if your lips are quivering, it means it's a subtle. I'm sorry. It's a subtly ugly smile, and not everyone has that gift. Because some people try and go over the top because they're scared to look ugly. So they go over the top trying to make an ugly face. But you got to be subtle about it.
I feel like that face is like when I've been holding a pee in and then I finally find it. I'm just like, it's like that relief. It's just like.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And let's go back to prostitution.
Yeah. Back to that. 6, lick your lips. Okay. That's good. Gently lick your lips as you keep looking into his eyes. I'll try that later. 7, use your hands. Your hands are important. Don't hide them. Use them to draw attention to your curvaceous body. 8, hair. Do you have long hair? Put it to good use. Stroke it with your hands. 9, beckon. What does it mean?
Beckon. I know it. What it means is like, I beckon. I would like to. I don't know.
That doesn't. Yeah. That didn't help me. It says, make your customer believe you want him, that he is the only one for you. Beckon your client into your boudoir.
Like call him in. Call him in.
Yeah, like you call him in.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like an old British term.
And number 10, there's a fallback option. Okay. So this is the kicker. How to become a successful prostitute. Is your customer still in doubt? Use your assets to convince him. Your breasts, your behind, your thighs. Show yourself from your best side. Do what you need to do. Okay, so if I want to become a prostitute, I'm going to wear one of those parkas and only show my eyes. Said use your best asset.
True. But also, this diagram, was that a word? What is this? This list,
guidelines.
this guideline is basically a list for every girl that hangs out at like Bootsy Bellows.
100%.
So.
Or any club in Vegas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So.
Are you wearing a bodycon dress with platform heels? Listen, worn separately, that's fine. No shame in wearing a bodycon dress. No shame in wearing platform heels. But like together, just like. Maybe you should rethink everything that you did wrong in life that led you up to where you are at. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. So, loved Museum of Prostitution. Loved how there was a big sign that says, do prostitutes have relationships? Why, yes, they do. In fact, they're in long-term relationships.
That was my favorite one. I wish there was like vote. I wish I could hear the guys that wrote this out.
Seriously.
Or if I can just be there and be the guy like saying them.
Yes.
Love to do little voices for every single one.
Do you think that there was like a round table or a boardroom? Like a boardroom with people being like...
Okay, so what's the first question we're going to ask them? I don't... Relationships? Sure. Why? Quite... yes, they are.
Say, was there even like a percentage? In fact,
no.
89% of prostitutes are in long-term
relationships.
And I want to know how that conversation goes. Like, how do you bring that up in the beginning of a relationship? Because there's that other 11% that are still out there dating. And when they go on a first date with a dude, second date, third, they're like, what do you do?
I mean, is there Tinder in Amsterdam for those 11% that aren't in long-term relationships?
Yeah. And like, or is it like farmersonly.com where like they have a website for people who want to date prostitutes so they don't have to have that awkward conversation?
Hmm. That's really good.
You know, it's like people with farmers. They don't want to have that awkward conversation.
Maybe florists, because like, Amsterdam is all the tulips. So florists. Uh-huh. Florists that don't want to date prostitutes.
What? No. Just because Amsterdam has prostitutes and a lot of tulips.
Flowers, yeah.
Doesn't mean that the florists and prostitutes go together.
Well, I just thought they'd be better than farmers.
No, you missed my point.
I did.
I meant like, is there a website like prostitutesonly.com?
Oh.
Where people could go and say like, if that's your thing. So like farmersonly.com, you can't join that dating website unless you're a fucking farmer.
Gotcha.
Capisce?
Capito.
You understand?
Ho capito, grazie.
You guys, I have upgraded my sleep situation. Yes, because I'm in a serious relationship now with somebody else who has a dog, I have found that I can't really sleep well at night unless I have mad amounts of Xanax because all of the dogs are in bed with us and I only have a queen size bed and it's an old mattress and all of that. So I decided to get a king size and upgrade my mattress. And I decided to go with Helix mattresses because you can customize them to whatever your needs are. And I talk about this all the time. And I love customized things. I love things that are tailored to my wants and needs. It just makes me feel like I'm a freaking queen, like I'm Michelle Obama or something. And what I really love about the customized mattress is also the experience of how I got it. Because all you have to do is go to the website. You go to helixsleep.com, and that's H-E-L-I-X sleep.com. You fill out a 2-minute sleep quiz. Yes, 2-minute sleep quiz. And they'll design your custom mattress, okay? So, like, whether you like things firm or, I don't know, like, fluffy or cool or warm, like they will figure all of that out for you. And you can also customize it so that half of the mattress is the way that you would like it and the other half is the way your partner would like it. So when I did the quiz, I like got my results back and then I called Bo and I said, will you go take this quiz so that I see what is comfortable for you? And he did it. Turns out we had similar mattress styles. So I said, cool, I win. I'm not even going to do the two-part thing. I'm just going to get the big king size one that I want. And I absolutely love it. Right now it's on my floor and we've slept on it on my floor because I haven't got my bed frame yet and it's still freaking comfortable. So I really, really, really recommend this to you guys. Okay. And it's helixsleep.com/Stassi. If you do /Stassi, you'll get up to $125 towards your mattress order. So go to helixsleep.com/Stassi to get $125 towards your order. And sleep well. Customize the shit out of your sleeping experience, y'all. So that was that night. And then we woke up the next morning in our lovely Dutch hotel room that is the best, which I would like to give a shout out to, but I'm not being paid. Oh, well, we should. It was such a nice hotel.
It was.
The Pulitzer, shout out to you.
Yeah.
I will be back. But that was then like the most boring day of my life after, because you're selfish.
Well,
do you want to talk about it or do you want me to go into it?
Go ahead. You lead it off.
Okay. So
I just want to see how you lead it off because I'm selfish.
It's our last day in Amsterdam. And yes, we're tired. You know, it's our last day of our whole trip. I only have like one clean pair of underwear left. I have no cute OOTDs.
I have the same pair of clean underwear.
So, yeah.
We're both on our last pair of underwear.
Like, we're uninspired. We had all these things planned, and I'm like, I don't know.
It's raining.
It's rainy. But you had been planning for a few days to get another tattoo.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And... well, actually, you wanted to get two more tattoos. You wanted to get this because there was this great tattoo artist that had like this awesome fish and then this awesome like
flower olive leaf thing.
Olive. Is it olive or grape leaves? I like to think it's grapes because of wine.
But I thought, yep. But you like salad. So, you know, olives leans to olive oil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And when he told me he was going to get two, I was like, excuse me.
Okay, well, first of all, you didn't know.
No.
All right, so.
You told me two the day before.
Right.
And then I was like, that seems a little lengthy. That seems like a long time for me to be sitting there. Two fucking tattoos. Like, what? Like, really? Okay, fine. You want to get two tattoos? I'm going to take you into a hair salon and watch me get new low lights and hair extensions put in for 7 hours.
I don't even know what that means.
That's exactly what it felt like. This is exactly what I'm about to get into.
All right.
So he said, Bo said, I'll only get one tattoo. That's fine. It's fine. I love you. We go to the tattoo parlor. The lady, you guys all have that conversation. And then she's like, come back in an hour. That was the first blow to my heart. I was like,
yeah, that was annoying because I talked to her before and I said, I arrive at one. Let's do this. Here's my stuff. Let's go.
Yeah.
And here's the size.
And it's right in the middle of the day. So like, even though we were tired, I'm like, okay, well, clearly we're not going to really do anything because.
Well, we did what we do best. We went and found a bar and we drank.
Totally.
Even though that's not what you're supposed to do before you get a tattoo. But you know what? I don't give a fuck.
YOLO.
YOLO. Last day.
So then we go back in an hour and homeboy over here didn't tell me that it was going to take 784 hours. I sat there for which, and they wouldn't let me come back and sit with any of the tattoo people.
Like, it was in a dungeon. This tattoo place was in a basement in a dungeon.
And you know how I know
it had light, so it wasn't scary.
No, you know how I know it was a dungeon? I had no Wi-Fi.
I didn't either.
Okay, well, at least you were getting something fun put on your body. I sat by myself on a couch with no Wi-Fi looking at old photos of myself that was saved.
Well, that's not my problem. I had no Wi-Fi either. Like, Facebook didn't work. Instagram worked. My MySpace worked for some reason. Maybe that's because I was on a lower...
Are you joking? You have MySpace?
No, of course I'm kidding.
Oh my God, that was such a good subtle joke that I didn't even catch it.
Yeah.
I almost broke up with you.
It was on 2G
just now.
From like back in the day with MySpace we all had. Okay.
Those were the days. RIP MySpace.
So I'm sorry that I made you wait 50 minutes.
An hour.
50 minutes.
And finally you text me and you go, I'm so sorry. It'll be another hour. It'll be just an hour, another hour, hopefully. And then I felt all of my blood just rush to like my hands, and I was about to just stand up like fucking Iron Man and just crush everyone that worked in that tattoo parlor. I couldn't even, my blood was boiling. I think I melted my makeup off.
No, I felt it through the text messages that I received 5 minutes after you sent them, which probably made you even more.
Yes, even more mad because you weren't, because I'm like, you know what? I could have been so much. I wasn't even that mean. I was just passive aggressive. I was just like, I was very short with you. I was just short. I was like, okay. Well, I think I'm going to go because this is insane. So I left.
And you went shopping. And I didn't know. I literally thought it was going to take an hour. And I was sitting on my side / stomach. And then I finally got up to look down to what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was like, oh, shit. She's slow.
Yeah.
So that's why I messaged you.
Oh, yes, she was.
My bad. And it was only 2 hour tattoo. You were waiting for 50 minutes. I'll give you the extra 10 to make it an hour.
You know what? Let's add another hour on for the consultation part and the drinks we had to just
But you like drinks. You like bars. Yeah. So, I mean, that was kind of fun. We got to watch people in that little old choo-choo train walked like choo-chooed around us. Choo-chooed. Choo-chooed. Remember the old train?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No? Okay.
So I left and went shopping. Luckily, I found a place to go shopping. You know what? I will say this. I really don't think I'm ever going to come with you to go get a tattoo again unless it's my headshot on your butt.
You have a headshot? You have a headshot?
Well, like... You know what I mean?
No, you have a headshot.
No, not like an actual headshot.
Well, then
where
why
like,
would you say a headshot? Why would you say a photo? That's different. You have a headshot.
Because I want it to be like a modeling photo, like a professional
photo. Yeah, but you're talking about my work now. So now I'm like, wait, you have a headshot? You're giving me a headshot?
I don't have
a
but that is funny. And I'll get one.
Should I make like your, if I get
wait,
a headshot?
Wait, if I get a headshot, will you put it on your butt?
No, it'd be funny to have like the old, you know, the old you headshot when you first moved here. And you're like,
oh, I have that somewhere. It's framed in my mom's
house. Maybe I'll
make
it like a sweet tramp stamp.
Totally. Yeah. So everyone be warned, if you've never gotten a tattoo before and you really don't know what it's like, I was misled when he went and got his dragon turned into a White Walker. It took 5 freaking minutes.
Because it was a freaking smaller than a penny. It took 2 seconds.
I don't know. I just thought every tattoo is going to be like that. So I'm like, this is great. I'll go with everyone and go get tattoos. No, I'm never gonna do it unless I can bring a bottle of wine, have Wi-Fi, and can sit next to the person who's doing it.
Well, we can do that in the U.S.
Okay. So there was that. And then, you know, I went shopping, so I got over my pain. And we went for our last meal, our last supper, had a big seafood tower.
It was a massive seafood. And the couples that were around us were crazy. So there's this restaurant where it's supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
It actually was really good. And the seafood was like over. There was so much seafood. And this little like punk rock gothic.
Well,
like,
how fun.
I don't know.
Listen,
they're just.
It's so fun to listen to couples on either side of you when you guys are sitting so close.
And they're both foreign. They're not. I don't know. Everyone's speaking English, but they're.
That was so weird. Everyone was speaking English.
With an accent.
With an accent. So we could understand what they were saying. And I just wanted to be like, okay, what is their story? I don't think they've been dating that long. This punk rock couple, she was on the phone for forever.
She wasn't even punk rock. She was. She was like, I feel like more like gothic punk-ish. Whatever.
I don't know. This is your turf.
Well, like, I'm just trying to build an image for your listeners to understand.
Right. She had like piercings all over her face.
But not
in a way that like would scare you.
Yeah. she was just a little punk goth girl, whatever. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Whatevs. But.
And the guy looked like he was from Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
And maybe just smoked weed. But they all had accents, but everyone was speaking English.
Yeah. And she got on the phone for like a good third of their dinner.
A long time. And just talking. And he was just sitting there.
Yeah, just talking. Just literally having a conversation. But you knew it was a date because in the beginning she goes, "Oh, I'm so glad you like seafood. I've been looking for someone who likes seafood. Like, this is such a relief."
Oh, and I remember she's like, "I was single. I would like to have the white wine, but," and he's like, "Oh, I would like to have white wine too."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Well, I was like, oh, I don't like, I like sweet wine. Oh, but I don't like sweet wine. Maybe I will have a dry wine."
Yeah.
And she's like, "I don't want the dry wine." And she's like, and then the waiter is just like, "So do you want different wines?" And she's like, "Yeah, I think I would like to have different wines." And he's like, "Oh yeah." It was like,
I wanted to lean over and be like, "Listen, she'll take a Moscato and he'll take a Sauvignon Blanc. Done. Let me save you the fucking time." But I didn't have the balls. And then on to the other side of us. Wait, that was the American couple.
Oh, that was the American couple. God, they were.
It was like it looked like a sugar baby situation. Like there was like.
But
this
they were
older,
the same age.
I thought she was young.
Maybe
she wasn't.
Like 10. I mean, she was probably like 45 and he was like 60-ish.
And they were having a conversation like they were on their first date, but they also were referencing how they had been traveling together. So I'm like, is this a sugar baby situation where like he found her and wanted a traveling companion and a date and somebody to bang?
Well, I just love New Orleans and Amsterdam was quite lovely, but maybe, you know, remember that time that we went over there? Yep. I don't know. It was awkward and weird.
You know, I highly recommend eavesdropping on other couples.
And or just speak English in a funny foreign accent around Americans and just make them think that you're from another country and that you don't speak English well, so then they can talk and be totally open with themselves.
Oh,
and you can
my God.
Listen to like some really good shit talking from another couple.
Babe, the next time we go to a restaurant where we're seated like really closely, very closely to another couple, let's talk in.
Latin. I feel like people.
No, come on. That would take too much. I can't. My okay. brain. That would really? Really like fry it. That would take way
something.
Too long.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? If a couple heard us talking pig Latin.
Do you think a 45, 35, 55 year old couple even remember? Oh, I'm okay. Well, I remember pig Latin.
Obey is a. N-A.
I thought it was like Sodigo, what a gut, utter you, Utigu, Dudigu, Titigi, Titigi, Natigai. Like, what are you doing tonight? That's what I said. I said, I don't fucking remember anymore. I got to Google that shit again.
You're older than I am. But yeah. Ouch. So that was fun. I recommend eavesdropping. Eavesdropping is my new favorite pastime. Burns a lot of calories.
Present time.
And then after our last supper, we went to an exclusive place.
It was like the La Descarga of Los Angeles.
I don't even know what that is. What's La Descarga?
Isn't that fan? It's all those speakeasies in L.A. where you walk into like a refrigerator and then there's a bar.
I'm not as hip as you.
I guess. You should call your publicist.
Why haven't you taken me there?
Because I don't have a publicist.
Okay, well, the night before we went to this place, we tried to get in. We like knocked on the door and she finally opened up and she was like, "Do you have a reservation?" And we're like, "No," but it's like, we're good looking.
But also like, there was like three college kids that were in front of us from wherever they were from and they didn't get in. So we're dressed well. We're a couple. We're totally going to get in.
Yeah. It's like, I did my makeup tonight. Yeah. You know, I'm put together. Like,
we looked good.
She was like, you've gained some weight. Maybe that's why she wouldn't. She said no. Then two people walk out.
No, four people walked out.
Four people
that's
walk
why I was
out?
Like, so now there's space. She's like, no, this is not,
no,
there's
yes.
no space.
And let me
like,
just say. So okay. She says no, shuts the door. And we're like, okay, well that is fun. I feel like a loser. And then four people walk out and he knocks on the door again. He goes, Are you sure you're at capacity?
Lily, that's the voice that she does. Exactly. That's probably why we didn't get back in.
Yes. Because
you used so creepy.
The rapiest voice I've ever heard. It's like, it was like an ice cream man. Like, hey, children.
Do you need some sprinkles on them?
Yes. It was scary. And then she's like, yeah, I'm sure we're at capacity. Shut the door again. Like on Wizard of Oz when he shuts the door. You know, at the end at Emerald City, she's like, but we've traveled all this. Whatever. I went too far with that. Anyway, so we found a way to get in the next night because I like winning. And it was a speakeasy. It was really cool.
All we had to do was freaking text.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, did I just blow it? Did you like have a big buildup? We just had to text the
bar. I was
going to
say it at the end, but like, it's okay. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I
it's okay. You blew my story, but it's fine.
All right.
Really, all you have to do to get into this fucking hip exclusive place is send a text to the number on the website.
Before a certain time. But we could have done it that night probably if we had known.
Yes. So. Yeah.
But it is ridiculously small, so I get it.
But it's really cool. And if any of you guys go to Amsterdam, please go to Bar 74. Text the number before you go. Knock on the door. They don't have a sign.
There's no sign.
There's no sign for it. So you just got to find this door, knock on it, and hope that you're knocking on the right thing.
And wait. You have to wait. You have to ring the bell, knock on the door.
Yeah.
And they'll make you wait for a little bit. Yes. That's the whole fun of it.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to make it like a 1934 New York, Louisiana speakeasy where prohibition and you can't serve alcohol there. So unless they feel like you're a coppa, you're not going to get in there, big guy.
You're so good at accents. Can you just do the rest of the podcast in that accent?
In that accent? I think all your listeners would want to punch my face.
No, I love it. But once we got in, it was New Orleans themed. And that I was so delighted. That made me so happy. It was like the perfect last bar to go to on our trip. Yep.
So I guess this new cycle of this bar that's been there for what? They said 15 years. It's like the first speakeasy in Amsterdam and Northern and Europe, like that type of feel, very American esque, I guess. Mm-hmm. But then for this new round, they were doing 4 months of this Louisiana theme, and then the next
new
one
Orleans.
Is New Orleans. Sorry, pardon.
Thank you.
Pardon. That's a French for New Orleans.
You know. I know.
And then the next few months, they have a different menu, and it's going to be
Chicago,
and then they're New York, and then something else. Atlanta, maybe.
I can't remember what it was. So they like rotate different themes.
But it was really small, really cute.
Yes, it was great, and we got sat next to. So this is the thing: you have to sit next to people that you don't know. Like, unless you get lucky and you like have a small table. And so when we walked in, she was like, do you mind sitting with somebody else? I was like, well, if I have no choice, like, then
we had no choice.
Yeah. I shouldn't have even said that. I should have said, yeah, I mind. Then what would she have done? Would she have said tough shit? Like, what would she have said to me? But I said, if it's the only option. So then she said, it is the only option. So we went and sat next to this freaking cute ass couple. They looked like Ken and Barbie.
British
Ken and Barbie. Super buttoned up, but adorable.
Very posh. Very nice.
So nice. I was actually delighted that we were able to sit next to them, because the first question out of my mouth to this lovely girl was,
after we said hello and blah blah blah.
We said hello. We have Bo here with a bunch of fucking tats all over. I have a leather jacket on, and some ripped up jeans. We look a little alternative, and we couldn't look more opposite than this British couple. And we say hello. We're polite and make a little. Well, the boys make more small talk. But my first question to her is, I grabbed her hand.
You did.
Because she was texting on her phone, and I grabbed her hand, and I was like, can I ask you something that people probably ask you all the time when you're not in England and you're probably really annoyed by it, but like, let me annoy you and ask you. And she was like, yeah, yes.
A little startled.
I'm like, how excited are you for Meghan Markle and Harry's wedding? And then she's like, well, how do you feel about Meghan Markle and Harry getting married? And I'm like, I fucking love it. Legitimately, I think I probably said, I fucking love it as loudly as I possibly could.
America, fuck yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God, I was so annoying. And so then she's like, well, you know, we won't be in town for the wedding, actually, because we just started our holiday. So I'm like, well, that's not what I asked. Like, are you so excited? Like, how is it? Like, how's it go? Like, is everybody so excited for this wedding in London? Like, what's going on? And she's like, well, you know, Megan, she's so sexy and
American.
And I'm like,
I just don't see her. You know, she just doesn't seem like she's right for the crown.
I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, she's American and she's sexy. That is
the
what
crown
is up.
Boring, you know. It's like Kate is very not her.
Yeah, she goes, I love Kate.
Oh, that's good. That's a really good accent. Do that again.
I love Kate.
Oh, that's fantastic. Really sexy too.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, but that's really kind of what it was.
Yes. All she did was just gush about Kate Middleton and how wonderful she was. And she, you could tell she was being really polite to me because I was just talking about how much I love Meghan Markle.
I was just like looking at him. I was like, Kate Middleton? I was just like, it's just like missionary position. I don't know what it is with her. It's just very posh and boring. I would always like to have sex this way, Harry.
I know. You know what? I can't. And I love Kate Middleton too. I mean, not, I wouldn't say love. Like, I love her for what she is. Like, because I just like the, it's so fun to
wait,
like.
Who's Harry? Harry's the new one.
The redhead. Brother.
Who's Kate's husband?
Prince William.
William. That's what I was going to say. I like missionary William.
Yes, William.
There you go.
And yeah, I can't really picture Kate and William like dirty talking.
No. And that's what I'm saying. She's on her back.
I mean, I'm really trying to think about it right now. Do you think they sexed? Do you think Kate and William sexed each other? Does she send tit pics?
I mean, what kind of phone are they using? Is it massively protected hack-wise?
I really wish I knew the answer to these questions.
I don't
questions.
Even know. Do they use Samsungs or iPhones? Crazy.
Well, I just want to say that next week, just from World Fest to the Khaleesi's, Katie Maloney and I are going to do a full-blown royal wedding podcast episode because we're freaking obsessed. I can't get enough of Meghan Markle. I'm so happy about this union. I think her and Harry are perfect together. I want to wake up early at like 5 a.m. or whatever on Saturday and watch the wedding. And we're just going to discuss every little freaking thing. And with that, we're going to take a break real fast. All right, y'all. I'm turning 30 in a month. And I've mentioned before that I'm like trying to pay more attention to my body and be a little bit more healthy because, listen, I love some good food. And we all know I love my wine or any cocktail for that matter. Ugh. And my mom's always been on me about taking vitamins, but I've always been terrible at it. I've always been one of those people because I'm like, well, I don't know which type of vitamins to get. Like, I go to the pharmacy and I'm like, I don't know, B12, H something else, like magnesium, omega-3. What is all this shit? Like, I don't know. I can't take 17 pills a day. And that shit is so expensive. Turns out I'm not the only one with this problem, okay? There are a group of people that got together who basically said the same thing that I just did. And they set out to create a vitamin that had everything that you needed to fill in the gaps in your diet so that you only have to take one type of pill every day. And this is Ritual. Okay. I was so thrilled when I found out about this company because I went straight to the website and I saw that everything about this vitamin is so transparent. And I love the story behind it. I love that it was a group of people that got together. They went to a scientist that had been working in the medical industry for different companies for a very long time and said to this man, if you could create the perfect pill for your wife, the perfect vitamin for your wife, what would it be? And he said no one had ever asked him that. And he was so excited. And he still works for Ritual. And to me, that means, hell yeah, sign me up. because that dude, bro, is not going to do his woman wrong. You know what I'm saying? So once I found out that story and I saw how transparent the website was, where you can see why they chose each of the things they put in this vitamin and where it comes from, then I got even more into it. And then I actually got the vitamins and I loved the chic look of them. Like, it's this clear bottle and all of the capsules look like little snow globes and tastes like peppermint. Chia. So instead of taking 17 different pills or vitamins a day, all you have to do is take two of the Ritual Essential for Women pills a day. It's so, 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 so easy. And I want us all to be healthy together as we age. So if you go to, I'm encouraging you guys to go to ritual.com/Stassi. Okay. That's ritual.com/Stassi, Stassi. I mean, Ritual is reinventing the way we take vitamins, okay, with the 9 essential nutrients that women lack the most in their diet. So go to ritual.com/Stassi and we can all do this together. And we are back, motherfuckers. Okay, so basically that was our trip and everything was fantastic until getting home started. Like, I really, you know, I'm somebody that's obsessed with flying. I love flying. I love going to airports. I love drinking in airports. Like, I love just all of it. I love having an airport OOTD. But, like, all of this sucked ass, you know?
Also, we were exhausted. Our bodies hurt.
Yes. Well, let's just start. Okay, so everything went wrong. Let's just say everything that pretty much, like,
everything
could go wrong. Short of us losing our luggage.
Tickets.
It just felt like everything was just a little not the best.
We got dick punched by the travel god.
We really did. So on the day that we were supposed to fly back to Milan, because we decided to extend our trip, but we couldn't just fly back home from Amsterdam. We would have had to buy new tickets all over again. So we had to fly back to Milan, and then the next day we were going to fly back to LA. So we have hours to kill before we have our flight to go back to Milan. And we're in dirty clothes. It's raining in Amsterdam. We have our last Aperol spritz. And we're like, what do we do? Okay, well, everyone keeps talking about this Heineken experience at the Heineken Brewery. It's a museum-ishy kind of thing.
Original Heineken Museum.
Yes.
But then the brewery.
Yes.
And then they tried to expand, but then there was no property. So, decades ago, they moved and then they turned that into a museum.
Yes. So we're like, let's do that. We go. $50 a ticket. NBD. It's a fucking lot.
Yep.
That is a lot.
Well, you get $50 a ticket and you get two drinks. And technically the strip club or the live sex show was $40 a ticket and we get... Oh, no, that was $50 a ticket too. And we got two drinks as well.
Yeah, but you got to watch people have sex.
True.
Okay? Not, like, read a plaque about Heineken
there was
beer.
A lot of well, finish the story. Yeah.
So
we only saw, like, four plaques because happened.
Yes. So we get into, like, the first two rooms that we're going to during our Heineken experience.
20 minutes in because it's packed.
Yes. Yes. Lines for days. Lots of people taking photos of plaques. And Beau's like, wait, hold on, come here. I'm sorry. Just hold on. And he's looking at his phone.
God tickled my brain and made me look at my phone.
God loved you a little bit that day, but like not totally. Because
no.
the rest of the travel shit sucked.
Yeah,
so like,
he just.
He loved you a little.
Just
that
a
day.
Bit. That day.
And Beau's like, I think I just went. I guess he had a little thing in his brain. Or you can say this.
I don't know. We're walking through the Heineken Brewery. We're looking at all this stuff. I'm checking out. Wow, this is awesome. And then all of a sudden, something in my brain just said, what time do you leave again? And I think it was...
We thought we were leaving at 7:30 p.m.
Right. And it was 3:45, 3:30, something like
3:30.
That. 3:30. And mm-hmm. we were supposed to leave at 5.
Mm-hmm.
5 p.m. But on the ticket, when I looked at it, was the way Travelocity did it. They made it where I'm looking at it. It looks like we're leaving at 7:30. But we're arriving at 7:30.
Arriving at 7:30, but it made it look like we were departing at 7:30.
So I was like, oh, we have all this time. And then all of a sudden, I just saw this little 5:30. And thank God I know the rest of the world time, as the Americans call it, army time. But they got to know the rest of the world time. And then I was like, oh, my God, we actually leave at 5. And it was 3:45. And we were 30 minutes away from the hotel. We haven't packed. We haven't. Oh, no, we did check out already.
We checked out.
Okay, we did. But we were 30 minutes away from the hotel. We were in the middle of this massive museum, 30 minutes away from the airport. And
the flight left at 5:30.
Right.
So it's 3:30 when we see this. 30 minutes away from the hotel, 30 minutes from the hotel to the airport. We're in. Yes.
It was like a maze of a museum, and we couldn't get out. But we really wanted to have the last beers at the end. They said at the end of the museum. So we just try to cut everything just to get to the last part of the museum so we can have two Heinekens.
Oh, my God. You know, like, you have issues when you're like, we might miss our flight. We just discovered this, but, like, we have to have the beers that are that were promised to us.
We did a quick story in the big copper beer thing in Bobbers, and then they had, like, these horses, and we just saw them and said, okay. We missed everything. I think it's like an hour and a half tour of this museum, we left 20 minutes in.
No, we left, did a beer, like a shot.
Pounded it.
And then realized, and I've never, like, okay, there are exit signs everywhere. It's required. Not everywhere in this museum. Everywhere in life, all over the world. But this Heineken Museum was the only place I've ever seen where I could not find one exit sign.
It was like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but with beer.
Yes. Once you're in, you can't fucking get out. It legitimately was like...
Yeah, I couldn't find an exit.
You say Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I say Willy Wonka, but...
Which was the first? It doesn't
Willy
matter.
Wonka. You would think it would be the other way around then, since you're so much older than I am.
Yeah, it is. Think about that.
But so we found a door that looked like maybe it would lead somewhere else.
Well, up above it said green light, and there was the stair running guy, and I just said, let's go. And we ran.
We ran down, opened up another door.
And there was construction?
Yes. Then opened up another door. And I'm like, those are people. At least we're like on the first floor, so we might as well go. We had to like crawl over.
There's like these ropes that like, do not go in, do not go in. So, but we were going out.
Yes.
And we go out through like this weird broken area into the gift shop.
Yes. Where the dude's like staying there guarding it. Like, where did you come from? It's kind of like... It's like if you've ever seen, you've never seen this movie, The Village. I don't want to ruin it for everyone.
Don't.
So I can't.
I think everyone's seen Shawshank Redemption. It's like when you break free of the jail and all of a sudden you just come through and then, no, that's bad too.
No, it would be like if I saw someone come out of a toilet. It's like, where did you come from?
I'd be raising Arizona. I have no idea. Anyways, we finally got the hell out.
Finally got the fucking hell out. Got in an Uber. Got our luggage. Got in a different Uber, made it to the airport, got on the plane. Then I'm like, shit, we need a place to stay. Well, on the Uber on the way to the airport, I was like, we need a place to stay tonight. I got on Hotel Tonight, that app, and found like an airport hotel.
And I'm like, on my Google saying, well, there's this one right here, which is, we can just walk there. It's really close.
Yeah.
And then I got ignored.
Yeah, it didn't.
I got ignored.
I was like, well, it doesn't have as many stars.
Doesn't have many stars.
People don't like it as much. I don't know. Let's do this one.
Never been to Milan Airport before. I've never been to the Milan Airport before. That's ever.
Sarcasm.
Nope. Yeah, massively.
Some people might not know that you. Yeah. Well, yes, he's been to the Milan Airport 498 times. I haven't. But I was going on ratings. So we land in Milan, make the plane, land in Milan, and I'm like, okay, well, let's get a taxi or the hotel. It's an airport. It's an airport hotel. They must have like a bus that takes us there.
And it does, but I couldn't find it. I'm pretty good with airports and being at this hotel before or this airport before. I still could not find this freaking shuttle bus that's supposed to take us 20 minutes outside, but inside the Malpensa airport to where we're supposed to stay.
Yeah.
And then we're looking at, right in front of us, the massive Sheraton.
The Sheraton that he said that we should stay at.
That I could throw a rock and hit it.
Yeah. So then I'm like, it doesn't matter. Let's go to the taxi line. Let's just go to the taxi line. The hotel's already paid for it. Let's go. Go to the taxi line. Finally get to the front. And the taxi guy's like.
€30.
No, it'll be 30 fucking euros. I'm like, but it's like 5 minutes away. Yep. Are you kidding me? He's like, it's a minimum. Minimum, my asshole, stronzo.
Brava. So 30 there, that would be $30 back or 30 euros back. So that's 60 euros. So it's like we might as well just get another hotel.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, let's just pay for two hotel rooms in one night. Let's go over to the Sheraton. I'm sorry that I didn't listen to you. I was wrong. You were right. Cool.
Thank you.
Okay. Cool. But that's not where everything went wrong, besides paying for two hotels in one night. Then we wake up in the morning and we're like, we're already dead. We're already dead from having to fly the night before. Then we have two more flights. When we had gotten to the Sheraton Hotel, I called Delta because I was like, you know what? I feel like my body's going to die. It's going to collapse. I need to upgrade to first class. Fuck Delta Comfort. I can't do this. Like, I need to be able to lay down because I'm falling apart.
I know. It's my fault that I made you sit next to me. But we were literally, we needed to lay down.
It was bad. So I'm on the phone for 45 minutes only for the Delta person to tell me you can't upgrade to first class because it's a connecting flight and it was like Air Italia before, but like Delta owns it. And then like it turns into regular Delta once you get to JFK. Like, but I don't have access to like the Air Italia Delta part, even though Delta again owns it. I'm like, fuck you. I didn't say that, but I was just like, okay, I guess I can't. All right. Thank you. Bye. So then, like an asshole, which I never do, I never tweet complain or complain tweet, whatever you would call that.
Yep.
I don't know. Never do this. But I really was desperate. And I'm not asking for it for free. I am begging Delta to let me pay, to let us pay to be in first class. So I tweet Delta. Fall asleep. Wake up in the morning. Delta messaged us back on Twitter and was like, give me your flight information and we'll provide the link or call you and tell you and we can find a way to upgrade you for first class and all that stuff. So then I finally respond back when I woke up in the morning and they said, it's too late. Now everything's full. And I'm like, motherfucking sleep. This right. sucks ass. If I just would have stayed awake a little bit longer and waited for their DM, I hate myself.
But what blows my mind is that the woman that you talk to says, oh, we can't do it. But when you tweet someone, they can reply.
But when I tweet someone, then they can do it.
Like, how in this day and age can not everyone be on the same level with...
No one communicates.
That's what I'm saying. If you buy... I have no idea. Because the SkyMile team with Air France and Alitalia yes. and Delta and all these other companies are all... on the same thing. How are you not on the same page?
Can't it just be on the same iPad? It's like on the same fucking computery situation and just like I will never understand.
Yeah, that was frustrating.
So we get on the plane. It's fine. We finally land in JFK. I took a bunch of Excedrins because I was like, I have to stay awake this whole time so that when we get home finally at 10 o'clock at night, I'll be able to go to sleep. I don't want to sleep on
any... Well, we woke up at Milan and 9 a.m., which is 9 a.m., which is 12 a.m. L.A. time.
Yes.
So then going all the way backwards, basically, when we arrived. So that's why I was just leading into the... Basically, we're staying for 24 hours.
You know what this reminds me of? Wait, this reminds me of... do you remember how I got to screen that movie, Ibiza? Like... 2 weeks ago,
yep.
I was like, you can, we woke up in the morning. I was like, I want to watch this movie that I get to watch I wanted to talk about this movie because it comes out soon on Netflix. There's this movie. Granted, you are not a girl because Beau, you know, I'm used to going on trips to Europe or other places with my girlfriends. This is the first time that I went with a boyfriend, but I got to watch this movie, Ibiza. And it's basically like every girl's type of funny comedy girls trip movie. It's about this girl who has a work trip to Ibiza and to Spain. And two of her friends decide to like hop on the trip. And basically everything goes wrong because they're in this whole like romantic comedy search of like finding this one guy. It reminds me of like me, Katie, and Kristen, if the Witches of WeHo, if we were all single and we went on a work trip, if one of us had a real job, basically. If one of us had a real job and we had to go on a work trip and then the other two of us bullied the other into coming along, and, you know, we're all like heavy drinkers, okay, and love to go out and have fun and party. And then if we were single and wanted to meet dudes, that's basically what this is like. It's like Amy Schumer's type of movie. It's so freaking funny. And it's coming out on Netflix on May 25th. I love like female like driven comedies where it's just like female comedians and that's it, really.
Oh, 100%.
And then the dudes are just like secondary and they're really like they don't even have to be funny because it's just like really the girls. And I really love the actresses. Vanessa Bayer is one of my favorites. I've always really liked her. But then Gillian Jacobs is in it. Phoebe Robinson is in it. It's so good, y'all. You have to watch it. It comes out on Netflix on May 25th. I've been even seeing billboards about it, and it made me feel really special that, like, I got to watch it ahead of time.
You're special.
I felt like a badass. But sorry, just the fact that we were talking about everything, like, going wrong, I was like, this reminds me of the movie that I watched that I wanted to talk about coming out soon. Yeah. It's really good. Everyone, you should just go watch Ibiza.
Yeah, it does sound good.
I've never been there. I've always wanted to go.
I haven't either.
Am I too old for Ibiza now?
I don't. Well, I think we need to get skinny for Ibiza.
We totally need to get skinny for Ibiza. That yep. should be one of our trips.
Unless we're like the people that just don't give a crap because, you know, we're just too cool.
You know what? I might be to the point in my life right now where it's like, I'm going to wear a t-shirt in the pool.
Really? Okay, I might be that. Let's see. I'd rather have a six pack than a keg, but you know, I'm just talking about beers, not my abs.
That is so fucking clever. I am gonna start saying that. The next time I see someone who has a six pack, I'm gonna look at it and then look down and be like, "But I have a keg."
Boom.
Mic drop. But yes. So we get on the plane. Fine. Get to JFK. Bo had been bragging about the fact that he had global entry, global access.
Global access.
Whatevs. And I don't. And he had just been telling me how, just rubbing in my face that he wasn't going to be able to use it so that he would.
Well, I just even arriving into Italy, I can use my Italian passport and just bypass the line. And then coming back to the U.S., I could use my American passport and global access and bypass the line. That's what I normally would do. But now I'm with you and you don't have that. So I'm waiting in line. But then we arrived in New York. And when you come to L.A., it's a fucking like nightmare. There is so many lines. There's so much traffic. It's like the 405 of lines inside an airport. It's just massive amount of people. And we get off. Our whole plane gets off and there's nobody. There's nobody at the TSA, the border patrol or border crossing, whatever it is. And I'm like, oh my God, I love this. Uh-huh. This is going to be the best. We're going to be in and out. We're going to have so much time to go to the bar. We're going to have like 2 hours to go to the bar.
I know. I thought that we were going to have so many drinks. I was like, this is the best. I can eat some like normal food. I won't put any more cheese in my body. We can relax, chill. I really thought that the travel gods were smiling down on us again.
We arrived at 3:30.
Yeah, 3:30. So then we get through, we're the first ones, we're all chipper and shit. We get our luggage, we're like strolling through. And I walk and I actually smiled at these people. I smiled at the three security guys and I just think we're in the clear. And then I made eye contact and smiled. It's being polite. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's dodgy if you don't make eye contact and just like give a smile. Like it's dodgy. Like I don't look
at them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't look at them.
Oh. Well, maybe that's another.
Because I'm like, I got shit to do. I got connections to make.
I'm from
smiling
the South.
Smiling makes me like I'm guilty of something.
Really?
Yes.
See, to me, smiling makes it seem like you're not guilty.
The fact that you just told me you were smiling makes so much sense now, because you were ahead of me when we were walking out. I just like I'm there, and I'm. We just watched Argo on the plane for the first time. When we were coming out there, none of them were smiling.
We did watch oh my God, we watched Argo and cried on the plane. Yep. And then we get out and I just want to smile. I don't know. I just felt, I saw three dudes that I was like, thank you for your service. Kind of like,
they're not veterans. They're freaking TSA agents.
Oh my God. Now I feel so stupid.
So you smiling was like, oh, I'm nervous. I'm going to be polite to them so they don't check my bag for if I have like contraband or $40,000 Rolexes.
Okay, so basically...
Oh my God, you smiled at him? No wonder. I didn't know because you were ahead of me.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
I'll never do it again.
This is... I didn't know
that. Oh my
that.
God. Oh
I
my God.
I just thought it was because you were dressed to the fucking nines and looked fancy as fuck. That's, but you smiled? Okay. All right.
Okay,
do you have
so
any
one,
alcohol here?
So one of them... I'm really, really sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, so one of them, I guess, when I made eye contact with all of them, they were like, can you come step aside?
Ma'am.
And I'm like, no one's ever asked me to step aside, like to bring my stuff and step aside. Like, I don't do anything wrong. I've never been arrested. I have no issues. Like, what? Like, what the fuck? And then he asks if you're with me.
No, he doesn't. I'm just a dumbass who followed you. This is the thing. This is the one thing where I'm like, if I could have returned, like, if I can turn back time, I would just let you walked in the corner and just bypassed your ass and said, I love you, but I'm going to wait for you over here because it's not my problem. But I followed you in because I was like, oh, well, I'm just with her, but I'm not with her, but I'm with her. I didn't realize we're going to get bag checked. And he's
full
took out full
blown
bag.
I've never witnessed this in my life where somebody slowly, it was like it was on the slow-mo thing.
Zootopia, the sloth. If anyone's seen Zootopia, the sloth at the DMV, that's what it was.
It was. But first he goes, so how much did you spend when you went there? And I'm like $500. Like and he's like $500. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, what did you buy? I was like, this feels uncomfortable. A leather jacket. I bought a skirt, a sweater.
And he's like, what'd you buy?
And then I was like, some magnets. I was like, I bought some magnets too. I did. When somebody's like looking at you and just asking what you bought, and then it's like they're doing the math in their head, like how much would a skirt cost? How much would a leather jacket cost? Magnets, like 30 cents. Like and then asks Bo, how much did you buy? And you're
I was like
$500. He's like, so
bucks.
Both you guys together, $500. I was like, no, $500 each. Just I don't know. I didn't add up things.
I should have bought a lot more candy penises to stick in your suitcase. So when that fool opened the thing up, it was a lot more awkward.
Yeah, I know.
Just it was awful. It wasn't.
No,
he was
awful.
Nice. He was doing his freaking job.
No, he was very nice. But to open both of our and
everything.
My suitcases. Is already over the weight limit. So imagine the biggest suitcase you can get.
Joe versus the Volcano. Has anyone seen Joan versus the Volcano? It's one of those massive chest vintage looking suitcases that it's huge.
It takes a while to go through and everything is just stuffed.
And I am the one who got to drag it around Europe the whole time. Anyways, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Continue.
Yeah. So both of our fucking suitcases opened up. He goes through every little thing. He gets every one of Bo's receipts. Like, he's adding shit up. And Bo's like, well, that was a restaurant. Like, that doesn't count as clothes. Like, I'm trying to stay under $500. Like, in my brain, I'm like, is he really going to get mad at me? If, like, obviously I spent a little more than $500. I spent more than $500. But, like, dude, does everybody really, like, sit there and add up? I was thinking a million things a minute, like a million things a second. And I was coming up with a speech in my head if he was like, this stuff doesn't add up to 500.
That's what I thought.
I was just going to be like, yo, I don't know one person that's ever actually done the fucking math on the airplane. Like, I have no idea. It's not like I bought a new car. Like, I bought a leather jacket and some clothes. I was planning my monologue.
I was just happy that I was wearing my last pair of clean underwear and he was rummaging through my dirty ones. That just really just made my fucking day. Because I was like, and after he pulled everything out of mine, slowly, he went to hers. And I'm sitting there going like, is this because I have an LA Dodgers hat on and I'm in New York? That's literally what I was thinking.
That's what you were thinking?
Well, first I thought it was like, you're fancy. And then I thought it was my LA Dodgers hat. It's like, because New York hates LA.
I honestly thought that they, I didn't know what it was at first. Until once he went, first of all, it took 30 minutes for him to go through our stuff.
No,
and
it was,
he opened everything.
It was over 40.
It was over 40?
It was really long.
He examined my Chanel purse, and I was like, it's vintage. I've had it. Look at the stains. It's like, that's not new. I didn't just buy that. Like, and I was watching him like look at like my Christian Louboutin bags, like that carry my shoes in it, and him take out the shoes, and I was just like, obviously they're worn, dude. Like, these are not new things. Then once he went through everything, he's like, you know, we have to do this because some people, they claim that they haven't bought so much, but then there's like $40,000 worth of stuff, like Rolexes and Cartier and diamonds and...
Yeah. So basically, when you're signing that thing, just write like you spent $1,200 rather than $500, because I guess everyone just says $500 and it looks like you're sneaky.
You're right. And as Maloney,
Katie said yesterday, just wear some sweatpants when you're in the airplane rather than dressing up. Because
no.
We probably would have got by.
No. I like the OOTD is just my favorite. I love. And that wasn't even a great outfit that I wore yesterday, but it was good enough. It was chic enough.
You looked good. You looked hot.
Thanks.
You look good.
That's sweet. Well, it held us back. And I apologize. So that went wrong. So then I thought, okay, well then, you know, this will be smooth sailing now. We're just going to go back up, check back in. Nope. We had to go upstairs. We tried to go back in.
Well, no, we got out. Then we had to drop our bags off. We had to recheck our bags.
Yeah, but we didn't even...
And then we had to go out.
We didn't even get to recheck our bags, though, right?
Because the big ones. We remember we walked out, and then they were like... They told us we were in the line to check our bags. And then one guy tells everyone to move over.
Oh,
so then
yeah.
We were moving over. And then I'm like, what the fuck? So then I asked the lady, I'm like, miss, is this, I think we're with Delta. She's like, oh yeah, come on, sweetie. So then we walk over there and I'm like, yeah. And she's like, oh yeah, this is us. And then we recheck our bags. Walk out, get out of the terminal.
Yep.
And then
go outside.
No idea where we're at.
Go up an escalator, try to go through security. And the guy's like, you're in the wrong place. You're going to have to take a tram. First you go up an escalator. Cross a bridge, then go down an escalator, then get on a tram, but only get on the tram that says to all terminals, because you could go someplace else. And listen real closely, because you're gonna have to get on number two. Get off on number two. You can't get off on any place else. And I'm like, what the fuck did you just say? Again, I didn't use the F word, but I was in my brain. That's the way my brain worked. I was like, is this guy for real? Is this really how hard it is just to get back? Like, why did my Delta app route me like this?
Yep.
This is so weird. Why does Delta hate me?
And it was a walk. So we walked up, walked over another terminal, down, got on the tram, got on another area, got out of the tram. And you're kind of like blind following other people and some random signs.
Outside.
And no one's really talking to anyone because everyone's kind of a foreigner.
Everybody else is really insecure about what they're doing,
right?
Too.
And we probably might be the only Americans in this thing coming out. And then we have to walk outside and walk to another terminal and then get into this terminal and go through everything again.
Yeah. Then once we finally got in, after walking 3 miles,
we had to wait again. And then I was going to use my global entry to get in.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to use your clear. And then, clear.
Yeah, I'm clear.
You're clear. Yes.
Everyone should be
and
clear.
And you told me, oh, you should go clear because there was no one in the line. Let me just, the clear thing. You sound like a Scientologist. So the whole clear thing, I get if there's a massive line. I'm global access, which means I'm TSA pre-check. TSA pre-check, I don't need to take off my shoes, my belt, any crap in my bag. I might have to wait in the on the TSA pre-check line, but when I get to the baggage claim, boom, I'm done. Clear might get you to the top of the line, but you still got to do all that other shit, take off your shoes, blah, 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 blah. So she's clear. I was going to use my global entry, and then they're like, she's like, just do clear. It'll cut you in front of the line. There was no line. So then this really nice woman comes up, and she's like... just hustles me. I felt like I was like in a car dealership where she's like giving me like the free clear, like setting me up. Oh, you don't have to pay the $175. I'll give you a month free. And then here, put your fingers here. Here's your eye. Do your eye scan.
Yeah, they pretty much took your soul.
And all of a sudden,
I just didn't
want
to be the only one in this relationship that soul has been taken.
I was like, is this like, and it's clear. And I just kept going, like, living in the Tampa Bay area and then in LA, there's so much Scientology around me of on and off of my life. And I just, after all this stuff, I'm like, did I just join the church?
Cult? Did you just join
a church? But it's like the airport church. I have no idea what just happened, but I still had to take off my shoes and everything. And it was just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
We walked 3 miles to get here.
There will be a time when Clear comes in. You will thank me one day. When we go to New York, you'll thank me. There will be times. But I understand.
People should know the difference.
I understand it did not benefit you to get Clear that other day. Yeah,
yes, the god of the Thetans attacked me a little bit that night, day, morning.
So it's now been like two hours. We landed 2 hours ago. All of this has happened in probably 2 hours. And we're like, what the actual fuck? Are you kidding me? I can't breathe. I'm hot. I'm fucking tired. I took so much Excedrin that I feel like I'm going to throw up on myself. Like, it's so much caffeine that I tried to take to keep me awake. Then we have another mile to walk because our terminal is the last terminal in JFK. Always fucking.
Oh, and then we had to take another bus.
Oh, wait, another bus before we had to walk another mile. Another thing of transportation. We get on the plane. Weird. Looks like no one is in first class. Looks like there's a lot of seats available.
This was a big first class. It wasn't like the first four rows. It was probably, I think it was 10 rows. It was like 10 rows.
It's like the size of my apartment.
Yep.
And looks like there are a lot of people. There'll be a lot of seats still available. Why did I get on the phone twice with people for them to tell me it wasn't available? And why did they DM me and tell me that now it wasn't available? What's going on? I'm starting to freak out. I already feel nauseous, like I'm going to puke. I can't. We go in our seats. We sit down. Delta Comfort is completely full except for the person sitting next to me because we're in that little middle row.
There's only three seats.
Yes. So it's Bo, me in the middle seat because I love you.
Also, I'm 6'1", and you're...
I know, but I like to think it's just because I love you.
Oh, I like that too.
And then my spot next to me, to my right, is open. And I'm like, oh my God, please, please let us just have this row. I just want to lay down, please. Then all of a sudden, the pilot comes on the the little thing.
The announcement, the speaker.
The speaker, and he's like... I just want to be honest with you guys. You know, my co-pilot is running a little late. He's stuck in a taxi somewhere between here and LaGuardia.
Yeah.
What? I thought he was just a comedian because I love when pilots are like funny.
She's on a Southwest. This was Delta.
I like
they're not
when
funny
they're,
on Delta.
I like when they're like. You know, but I appreciate like a good cheesy joke. So I thought it was a joke. No, it wasn't. He's like, again, just really want to be honest with you. Somewhere between LaGuardia and here. And, you know, so we're probably not going to start on time. Definitely not by, 6:49. Yeah, it's not going to happen like that. But we'll keep you updated, you know.
But the good news is that the jet stream is going by this way, so we might get there a little 15 minutes earlier. Yeah, so you have that.
I don't give a fuck because you know what? If we actually took off at the time we were supposed to, we'd get there 30 minutes earlier, 40 minutes earlier, an hour earlier, you jackass. So I think I'm in the clear because no one's sitting next to me. Then at the absolute last minute.
The co-pilot has already arrived.
The co-pilot's
things
arrived.
Things are done.
Things were moving. I'm like, things are not moving, but like, yeah, things
no, they're,
are.
They're
yeah,
ready.
It's like, I'm like, oh, I'm about to move into this extra seat. And then all of a sudden this dude walks in. My heart falls into my butthole.
Well, first he walks in. I'm like, this is ours. And as a joke, I was like, this is your guy.
And I was like, no, I'll kill myself. There's no way. Actually, that's what I said. I'll kill myself. That. There's no way. I thought he was going back, like farther back in the plane. Nope. He sat right next to me. But before he sat next to me, he decided to put his luggage in the one overhead container that had what looks like explosives, but are like
the emergency stuff.
The emergency stuff.
Well, this is why I was so confused because in the thing, it says only for it has all the emergency life vests, the emergency everything, oxygen. It's like the emergency cabinet. But. It was, but
open.
And he just, and I know that's what was weird because
it was
open
and
but he
just
put his stuff to
his
there,
shit in there
and then shut it. And I'm
shut
like,
it. And I'm like, this, if he makes our plane explode, I swear to God, he was late. He doesn't even deserve to be on this plane anyway. And if it explodes and I die, I'm going to come back and haunt the Daily Mail people or something so that they know to write about this.
Oh, well, that's good.
But
yeah, but it was weird. It's like, why? I feel like there might be some TSA thing. If all the emergency stuff is where I mean, that's a big thing. Like, if there was an incident, yeah, you need to open up, and there's guy's big ass back there.
Yeah.
How are you going to pass out all that stuff?
Totes
but
my goats.
Why is it open, and why didn't the flight attendants even check it out?
I don't know. It was a weird Delta is normally one of my faves.
Mine too. I'm
100%
JetBlue Delta.
And Delta all the time. Like, those are my favorites.
But this
Virgin
was,
America is good as well. But like, this was weird. It was a weird Delta flight. It was weird Delta phone calls that told me no. It was weird Delta Twitter people that told me no. I don't understand anything.
But what pissed me off is that when I went mid-flight, when I went to pee, and I kind of peeked into first class, it was not full.
I don't want to talk about it anymore because it's really upsetting me.
All right, but that's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's upsetting me.
Because when we walked in towards the end, I still was like, it doesn't look full, and I peeked my head in, and there was about four or five open spots.
I'm so annoyed. I thought I was going to throw up that whole entire flight to the point that I couldn't even finish a cocktail. I had a few sips of a Bloody Mary, and you know that I'm sick when I can't drink. Thank God you let me put my head on your lap. That was my only saving grace. It was the worst. And we sound like assholes. First world problems. But you know, sometimes when you feel sick and tired and your body is just deteriorating and shutting down and you haven't washed your body. I mean, Bo still hasn't washed his body even.
But I smell like cucumber spray.
Yep, you do. Shout out to Heart Spring.
There you go.
Cucumber spray is the freaking best. I carry it with me every morning. Oh my God.
Oh
yes.
My God. Every morning I would wake up. I would be half sleeping, but I'd hear, and I'd look over. I'm like, oh, I guess it's time to get up. Cucumber spray on the face.
I wish I recorded that and sent that to Christina Kelly. Yeah. But so that, you know, and then we made it home. We're back here. It feels so good. I had never, that laying in my bed that first night here was so, it was one of the best nights of my life.
I just remember that I was holding up the anticipation until I kicked off my shoes, got on your couch, put my feet up on a pillow, mm-hmm, cracked open a beer that I probably shouldn't have had, and then just took a deep breath. And then I asked you, can you put on Golden Girls on Hulu?
And that, folks, is our final European episode. Yeah. I mean, it was a wonderful trip. It was great. And I love you very much.
I love you, sweets.
Okay. Next week, I'm going to... Well, that was Bo. If you want to follow him, go to... Yeah. I know he's looking at me saying don't do that, but I'm going to do it.
I'm just not... Okay.
At the good, the bad, the bogey, BOGIE on Instagram. I like to pimp him out because it makes him embarrassed. Go give him a follow because his Instagram stories are soups funny. But also next week, Katie Maloney and I are going to talk about the freaking royal wedding. I'm so excited. Bye.